Don Kaler of the Georgia Peanut Commission and a member of the American Peanut Council delegation was one of the people who recently took part in a trade mission to China.
We were actually in China for 5 days meeting with peanut buyers there, the processors. And I think really good news, they themselves believe that within the next 2 or 3 years that they'll be buying 500,000 tons from the U.S.
Because of that, he said China is a great place to promote Georgia peanuts.
For what anybody thinks about China, though they have a communist government, they have a very capitalistic economy there. And so these folks are used to trade, and they have seen their production kind of go down a little bit, and it's leveled out right now, but they need more peanuts to feed all the people that they have. And the U.S. has right now the most efficient cost of production, and we can provide what they need with the best quality. So I think there's a lot of excitement coming our way. If you look at 500,000 tons of peanuts, that's a third of the Georgia crop right there.
Now, while many of us know peanuts are grown in China, Kaler explains why they need more.
They use about 60%, first of all, for peanut oil. So, you know, of the 14 million tons that they produce kind of on average, 60% goes into oil, the other into edible. And they have this really growing middle class that wants higher quality products. They also love American products. I think a telling tale was we stopped by Tiananmen Square one day while we were out, and there was a Chinese lady there with a pair of tennis shoes that were the red, white, and blue stars and bars. So they love stuff that's American. And we just found that it starts with building friendships and relationships. That's the way that they work, and it ends up with the opportunity to sell peanuts.
And Kaler said of the trade missions he's been on, this China trip showed him the most immediate possibility to sell peanuts in that market. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.